This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I see good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. The Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. He's here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You can answer all your gardening questions here. Anything from indoor gardening, outdoor gardening, that type of thing. We can do our best to help you out. We got 4 hours to do everything we can to answer some of these gardening questions. I know it's a bitter cold out there this morning. I opened up the door this morning real quick. I said, "Ooh, that hits you real quick." So we're hitting January. All of a sudden, January's arrived. January 1st was 60 degrees, and today it's, I don't know, feels like 4, maybe less. So it's starting to be like winter time where we're getting there. You know, so finally the ground is freezing. I noticed my yard, my backyard always has a little bit of water in it most days during the season, especially this year with all the rain we've had. It's a little bit wetter than most areas, and we had water in the backyard. It was, you know, you didn't want to walk out there because every time you'd step, you'd have a little bit of, you know, your foot would sink in, etc. Finally noticed that's starting to freeze a little bit, so that's nice to have because we need everything to go dormant, have that cold period, know that it's winter. We don't want it to wake up and start growing, etc. You know, I noticed a few things out there creeping up from the ground. I saw a couple bulbs in an area start to pop. Started to see the green underneath it. It almost looked like it was a crocus bulb, but I don't think it was. I didn't want to pull anything up. I just started seeing a little bit of green, and I was like, Oh God, please no. It's January. We don't want this yet. We want to have some hardening off. We want to have some snow. I know some of you out there are thankful that there is no snow, but we definitely do need the snow here. You know, not for the moisture factor any longer. We do have a lot of rain this fall, but more for the hardening off and keeping everything in that dormancy period. So it's definitely something we could really use, but, you know, hey, it's all right. You know, the roads are great out there. There's no salt, etc. at the end of the driveways, at the on the roads, etc. So it's not too bad. But, hey, it could be worse, right? We could have the winter of 15 or the, you know, the... How much, I want to say we had like 110 inches of snow, where I live here in Lowell, Massachusetts. I remember one of the facts on, TV was Anchorage, Alaska had like 100 inches of snow all winter. Lowell, Massachusetts, 110. You know, so that was a year for me. I wasn't around in the blizzard of 78, so I can't say, you know, I remember that. But I do remember in 2015 how crazy that was. So, you know, could be worse, right? But give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. There's a bunch of things we could talk about. We could really talk about getting the, you know, what to do first thing in the garden, what to do first thing in the lawn. Lawns are one of the things at first, you know, when it comes to showing off instead of your vegetable garden, because that's usually a little bit later. But lawns are the first thing you can really start doing things with and getting ready for the season. You know, usually our first thing that we talk about doing is putting like a crabgrass preventer down. If you wanted to put some new seed down, there are products out there with crabgrass preventer plus seed starter, which is awesome way to do it. It's a little more expensive to do, but you can kill two birds with one stone right there and really, really do some good to your lawn. And that's something that, you know, when I first got into the industry, I was looking at it. I was like, oh my goodness, that's can be pretty expensive, especially for the areas. And I realized that what it was doing and what it was allowing, it was really saving you weeks of time to do that. So, you know, that's something we should be looking at this spring. You know, we're a couple months away, but it's worth thinking about it, writing down what you want to do, planning. So when it comes time, you're ready to go, and you just go with it. You know, now that the ground's frozen, you might be thinking about waiting till the early spring for a soil test. And we talked about it last week in depth, but soil tests are really, really important, in my opinion, to find out what's going on in the soil. And it's not just for the lawn. It's for the vegetable garden as well. So you can kind of find out what some of the nutrients are that are in there. You want to make sure that you know what's going on underground, and figure out I need to fertilize this way versus just throwing in an all purpose. It's really important. It not only gives you the pH, because pH is very important, but it gives you a lot of other elements in there. So it's something you should look at. Definitely doing early in the spring once the ground thaws. See if you can, you know, get that into an extension. I know a lot of the universities like UMass Amherst, University of Vermont, University of New Hampshire will do soil tests. One of our sponsors, Natural Alternative, does a soil sample as well. The difference really, in my opinion, between Natural Alternative and going to an extension, Natural Alternative wants to talk to you about your soil sample, and will actually give you what you need and tell you all the information about that. Whereas a university, they're more than likely just going to send you some paperwork. They'll write out what you should use, but sometimes it almost looks like hieroglyphics if you don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, something like that, Natural Alternatives wants to help you, wants you to call, wants to get that information. The extensions sometimes are so busy with other things that they don't, you know, they'll listen to you, they'll talk with you, but they might not give you as much information as something like that. So just a thought, if you've had other, you know, other things happen with extensions you've done really well, great, help them out. They're, you know, go to those guys. Just a couple ideas to do for this coming season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here for the full 4 hours today to answer any of your gardening questions, indoor or out. I know it's been weird. You know, you still almost feel like you could be doing things outside in the past couple weeks, but hopefully this weather pattern will actually give us a winter here. It's something that, you know, having the four seasons is definitely the way to make our garden grow, make our plants really pay attention to what's going on, and have those different parts of the season is really important. So, you know, as much as we don't want it, as great as it's been without snow, we definitely want to have this for our, you know, to help us out. So, but it doesn't look like the temperatures are really going to get much better overnight for the rest of the week. I'm looking at teens most of the week. You know, we might warm up during the day, but, you know, not going to get higher than 40. So we're actually showing winter. Winter is here. You know, we always said winter is coming, but winter is here, finally. So, you know, all we need is a little bit of that snow to remind us. But, you know, we'll, you know, just make sure the plants are all ready. Make sure, you know, any of your house plants. We haven't had a lot of cold weather that has had, like, drafts coming into the house. Make sure that with this cold weather, you might start to feel some of those drafts coming into the windows by some of your house plants. So take a look and see if, you know, certain house plants you have are draft tolerant or not. If they're not draft tolerant, maybe, you know, trying to do something to the window, maybe put a little plastic over the draft or get one of those, you know, one of those pieces that goes at the bottom of a door, etc., just to really help protect the plants. So take a look. You know, that cold weather is starting to bring those drafts inside. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer your gardening questions. Give us a call.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We've got a bunch of different things we can discuss each and every Sunday. As we get closer to spring, I'm sure there'll be some more outdoor-type questions. But I think it was yesterday. My wife and I were sitting talking at dinner, and she was at somebody else's office and had seen a plant, and I was like, "Oh, it was really cool looking, etc." And started describing it, and luckily enough, we had FaceTimed while she was in that office, and I saw it behind her, so I kind of knew what it was. And this plant is called a donkey's tail or burro's tail. Really the same thing. It's a sedum. It is a succulent for indoors. Cool little plant. So it's more of a weeping that comes out of the plant, out of, like, the pot, and it will come down. I've seen them get real big. And it's kind of got, like, a greenish-blue tint to it. Like most succulents, it has those succulent-type leaves on it, a little firmer, thicker versus thin-type leaves. And we'll go down, and it has leaves all the way around the whole stem. So as it comes down, it's a really cool looking plant. It prefers full sunlight, but it will do filtered sun as well. It is draft tolerant, so like I was talking about right before the break, it might be all right at a draft, at a window, a drafty window like that, so that would be good. You want to water regularly like you normally would spring to fall. Winter, cut back a little bit. As it is a succulent, it doesn't need as much water as most plants, because of the way that it holds the water in. You can feed it most of the season, basically spring, summer, and fall, no winter. A lot of the houseplants that we talk about, you know, the winter, you don't need to fertilize on most of the plants. You kind of just let them go, let them do their thing. They're rejuvenating, getting ready for that next season. So you don't want to fertilize this at this time of year. It doesn't want to get any colder than 41 degrees. So you definitely, you know, it'll take a draft, like I said, but you don't want it to be like out on a sunroom right now where it's not insulated. You want it to be inside. But it'll take some of the cooler weather. 41 degrees is pretty cool. But again, like I said, it's a succulent. It's very fleshy. They call it a grayish green. It almost looks blue to me. But it's really cool. They will have some small flowers, red to pink, grow at the tips of the stems. But it's going to be really in the spring, early. But it's more known for its fleshy leaves, its succulent look. It's hanging over a pot. But take a look into it. It's called Burrow's Tail or Donkey's Tail. It's a really cool houseplant that, you know, like I said, my wife and I were just talking at dinner, and she had started to describe it, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what that is. Awesome. I'm going to look good. I'm going to look like I know what I'm talking about. So it's one to definitely take a look at for indoor use, especially if you like succulents. Succulents have been a great... they've been all the rave the past few years. They, you know, they're less maintenance than some other plants. So some of these succulents, you don't have to water as much. You don't have to take as much time with them. You don't have to spend every, you know, thinking about, okay, did I water this plant? Did I put it here? Did I do this? Did I do that? Less maintenance, easier to use, easier to handle. It's one of those things that would be, you know, less maintenance for you for indoor houseplants or, you know, even in the garden during the season. So, you know, take a look at succulents. They're definitely good plants, low maintenance. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about 3.5 hours left of the show, so come on, give me a call, and we'll answer all your gardening questions today.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's day 22, and the partial government shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history. The president is again threatening Congress.
If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
Congress is now at recess for the weekend. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still blames the president for the continued shutdown.
It's a needless crisis that is inflicting pain on the American people.
The president has spent the past few days highlighting what he sees as the security and humanitarian crisis at the border. About 800,000 federal workers missed paychecks on Friday. Many of them tweeted pay stubs that read $0. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Now, we sent the newsletter out this week like we normally do. But there were the two articles that I talked about last week that I promised to have on here. So I definitely made it. It was a couple things to do in January. Now that the ground's starting to freeze, the second article in there, which is... which actually talks about bringing soil in to your garden at this point. The best time to have it because the ground will be frozen, the trucks can back onto the lawn, etc. So, ground's starting to freeze a little bit. Usually in January, the ground is already frozen. But this is something that would definitely be worthwhile looking into. Just some really good ideas of what to add to the garden at this point, especially since we don't have any snow. In Massachusetts, I know New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, those areas do have the snow, but you can still just drop it right on top of it, get a couple inches over there because it will go through. It's also my father has talked for years and years and years about the use of seaweed in the garden. And it's that time of year to really be thinking about it, getting it ready. Like I said on this article, on the bottom of it, the first article, it talks about what he used the seaweed for. He grew up in... Grew up in Auburn, Maine, until he was 12. And then the rest of it was in Scituate and Marshfield when I was young. So by the ocean, used all the products that were given to him in that area. So it's one of those things to use. Anytime there's like a storm, that's the best time to go to the beach and collect the seaweed and just spread it over the garden. It really allows your soil to be a little bit deeper. The garden soil, in this instance, my father had talked about the garden soil that he used was only 3 to 4 inches deep. Now, that's like the good, rich soil. It was a very sandy soil, especially on the coastline. And in order to really do some things to make it thicker, that's why he was adding compost. That's why he was adding, you know, the cow manure. And this is another reason why he was adding the seaweed. And after many years of doing it, you can get your soil to almost like a foot deep, which is great because a lot of the vegetable gardens that you're using aren't going heavy, deep root feeders. They're going on the top 12 inches. So the best soil you can give them, the better off for the plant. So it's definitely something to look at. That seaweed's just going to add some nutrients. You're going to till it in the spring anyways. I've heard some debates and I've read some different things of tilling in the spring at all, if you do it or not. It's interesting because of the microbes that are in your soil. Tilling it in can affect the microbes. Whereas if you've put down like a winter rye, you really want to till that in to mix it into the soil. So maybe it's kind of each year doing a little bit different, not always keeping it the same, and testing some things out. Maybe, you know, if you haven't tilled the soil, you know, you didn't do it in the fall, or you were thinking about doing it in the spring, maybe leave it a little bit. Maybe see what you can do to keep those microbes going and not bring up some of those weed seeds, if there's any, to make it look a little bit stronger. So, you know, see what you can do to look into that. Because there's been a huge debate in the past couple years, maybe 10, 15 years, of what to do with the soil. Do you till it? Do you not? What, you know, etc. My father was a believer for the longest time, because when he grew up, it was till this garden every spring. Fall dew, you know, winter rye, get everything cleaned up, etc. And then he started reading into it, talking to people, and he brought it to my attention too, was leaving some of the vegetables that you had from from the season, the root system, leaving it in the ground over winter and allowing those microbes to overwinter, to keep going, feed and focus on the soil and protect the soil. Now, that's one thing we need to really look at with gardens, is taking care of the soil. And I said this earlier about a soil test, but it's not just a soil test. It's about what you do next, what you do to take care of and what you do to add. Adding compost to a garden is only going to be beneficial for you. So each year, if you can add some compost at some point, especially in the planting areas, definitely do it. The thing about, like I said, leaving some of the plants, you know, you're not leaving them all year. Once, you know, springtime, you know, you're not gonna leave it there, so you can't plant in that area. You want those microbes to be working over the winter and be ready for spring when you put new plants in, so that when you put the new plants in, more of those microbes are gonna be working together. So in the spring is when you can start to pull up some of the old tomato plants, for example, and pull that up and then replant. But what it's doing is it's leaving those microbes in the soil so it can feed all winter, because the soil is active during the winter. It might be frozen, you know, there might be that frozen aspect of it, but it's still working, it's still coming together, it's still got those microbes, it's still got the, you know, different types of insects, etc. in it. You know, beneficial insects, you know, thinking about like earthworms, etc. Those are in there. So it's definitely something to take a look at doing going forward. So maybe think about it this year. You know, the other thing about it is you've used all, you know, you've used fertilizers. You've used, you know, different type, like if you use an espoma, like a biotone, that's got those microbes in it, the mycorrhizae in it. You've used it multiple times during the season. You've used the fertilizer. Those roots are really lush and they're really good. Now, if you just rip that out of the soil, you're, you know, taking away some of those microbes, etc. So if you leave them over winter, cut the plant down level to the ground, maybe leave an inch or so you know where it is, it's going to be beneficial for you. So it's something to maybe think about for this year going into next. You know, see what happens. Say you were going to till it this year. You pulled everything out and you're going to till it. Go ahead and till it and see what happens with the garden. Test it out. Okay, this didn't do well, etc. Then Next year, I want you to leave the plants in, cut it just low to the ground so that, you know, there's a little bit there so you know where it is. And then in the spring, don't till it in, put new plants in, and see what happens. You could be amazed at the results. You know, you just really have to take care of the soil. And that's one of the things that one of these articles that my father had written is all about, by adding that compost, adding the extras, and just getting it ready for the season. So it's definitely something to look at not doing. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. Now, the other thing, the other article from this week's newsletter was chores for the indoor garden. You know, I talked about it last week, but you know, this is the time to be checking your houseplants for, as my father called it in the article, hitchhikers. Such insects as aphids, whitefly, mealybugs, scale, and spider mites, they start to multiply and increase with the length of days and the heat from the house. So the days are getting longer. You know, minute by minute, they're getting there. But they're getting longer, so there's more light out there. The insects are starting to indoors at least activate a little bit more. But the one thing I like about this article, and it's something maybe you should print out or take a look at, it's got the different types of insects that are on here and where to look for them and what you're looking for. So it's really, it's a lot of good information. Like one of them, you know, it talks about scale, and it tells you to look around and on the surface of the plant, or look around the floor under the plant. Say it's a bigger house plant. You're going to have a sticky substance on the surface. It's called honeydew. It'll grow a black sooty mold that can stain carpeting or hurt wood floors. In this case, look at the stems of the plants for small bumps on the stem. This is called scale. You can usually rub them off with a soft soap, soapy wet cloth. So it's give you little hints on what to do. It's definitely a reason to look at the newsletter week by week, especially if you have a lot of houseplants in the house. This is something really that would be beneficial for you. One that I know out there is called fungus gnats. That's a very common insect that it kind of looks like a fruit fly. You're not sure, you know, did I leave some fruit in the trash? Is there fruit out, etc.? Because they're so small, they look almost identical to a fruit fly, but they're usually just around the plants. It's something you can take a look at easily. There's an indoor product called Systemic Houseplant Spray. I believe it says 2% systemic indoor houseplant. It's a granule, and it's you mix it into the soil, and it will actually take care of some of the fungus gnats. It won't take care of the living. It'll take care of the eggs, etc. prior. So it's definitely a good one to use. It's one that I've found that has been effective. There's also a few other ones that you can do. It's definitely worth taking a look at. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go into the phone lines now. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I'm calling just to make a comment. For years and years, well, I was listening to your dad on the radio, and many years ago, for an anniversary gift, we had your dad come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent 2, 3, 4, quite a number of hours there, just going through and helping us with the gardens and everything we had in the yard. And I just found out a couple of weeks ago that you were back on the air, and I just wanted to let you know it was one heck of an experience.
Yeah, he was definitely full of information and wanted to help out wherever he could. And by going to people's yards, it was this happy place. A lot of people, when they think about work, they're like, it's Monday, that type of thing. My father didn't care what day it was. He loved the garden, no matter it was, and would go in and help everybody out because it was such an excitement, and taking care of nature around you is something that gives back and makes everybody feel good. So I think that's definitely one of those things.
Yeah, it was amazing. And like you said, my wife was totally surprised because we all, like you said, for a very long, we always listened to him. And then, when he showed up for the tour, it was really neat. We had neighbors there and everything else. And it's just a really good time. I'm really glad to see you back on the air.
Well, thank you. Hopefully I'll eventually be as smart as him, but we'll build day by day. So I do appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So I've said this many times before. Usually, one of my Sunday morning rituals, we get everything started, grab coffee, etc. But I'd open up old newsletters from my father and see, you know, what he talked about last year, a couple years ago, etc. And I didn't do it this morning. I just was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I wasn't even thinking. And so I opened them up during the break. And I looked at last year's. And I'm scrolling down. And it's got some snow on the ground in the first picture. I'm scrolling down. It's got an article. Okay. Looking at the next one. All right. Then all of a sudden, boom. Burrow's tail, or donkey's tail, that I was talking about earlier. It's just one of those feelings. I got chills. I was like, whoa. Okay. All right. We're doing this, Dad. I get it. All right. So it was pretty cool to look at during the break. I thought you guys would like to hear that. It was pretty cool to see. And one thing I wanted to add, and if you weren't listening, we were talking about a donkey's tail or a burrow's tail. It's a succulent type plant. It doesn't like to be handled. It's one of those plants that you kind of want to leave it alone. You don't want to touch the leaves, the branching, etc., because it will start to break off and lose some of it. But it was pretty cool. Kind of like eerie a little bit, but I definitely got goosebumps. So I was like, okay, I get it. All right, Dad, you're here. All right, let's do this. But it's one of those things where the newsletter, I want to say he's had like 13 years of it. He has so many different articles that he's written that are so good to have. And this is definitely one to look at. And that's why I recommend it. Go into the archives. You go to paulparent.com. Right at the front page, it'll have a list on the top. You go all the way to the side where it says more, and then newsletter archives. And you can look at timely information for each time of year. It's almost like a podcast, if you will, but a weekly wrap-up of what usually happens around that time. So it's some great information. I highly recommend looking at it, not just because it's coming from us, but it's such good information, and reading it makes you feel like you're talking with my father. So it's pretty cool. Again, it's at paulparent.com. It's the newsletter. Sign up for it. At the moment, we're still recycling some of the old articles, but after the couple of articles that we sent out this week were written in 2011, so they hadn't been out since 2011. So it's some good information to have out. So definitely take a look at it. But it's very interesting. I liked it. I like the fact that I looked at it this morning and saw that. It made me feel like we're doing the right things today. The clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, it's definitely time to get started, and the garden centers are bringing out those seeds. They're bringing out all the growing stuff to get ready for the spring. But definitely take a look and see how long it takes for some of these plants to grow. If you want to get some of these plants like lettuces or some vegetables that grow quicker, 30, 40-day intervals returning for you that aren't going to be need as much sunlight, if you don't have a grow light, etc., maybe a windowsill type garden. Take a look at it. It's definitely time to get started, get ready, think about what you're going to do. As I said last week and the week before, Burpee Seeds has some great seeds and it has information about each one. And I think that's very, very helpful when you're trying to pick out what you want to do for the year and how long it's going to take, when you need to start putting it into the ground, when you need to get it into soil, etc. So definitely take a look at it. But I definitely recommend a seed starting mix if you're going to be starting. It's a lighter mix, soilless type mix, so it doesn't have any of that heavy soil from outside like a topsoil would. So it's definitely something to use when you're starting in the garden. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.